Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Perhaps the reason nature is often referred to as Mother Nature has something to do with the fact that basic behavioral repertoires of so many species is the equivalent of a woman's little black dress. You know, that perfect dress that you can dress up or down and you can always look good. Similarly, in animal behavior, there's a basic repertoire. This is obvious in all animals once you start to look for it, but it's particularly noticeable in cats. The starting point always with behavior is that no matter what the animal is doing and how bizarre or energy squandering it may appear to be, it represents what for that animal is the most energy efficient way to achieve physical and behavioral mental stability in that particular environment. Even knowing this, though, sometimes we forget it. Well, maybe you don't, but there are times when I do. A case in point is a behavior that invasive Bamboo the cat has been displaying ever since the weather warmed up and he's been going outside more. The behavior is relatively simple. First thing in the morning, he finishes off whatever food is left in his food dish, and then he goes out. Later, when he comes in, and by then I usually have refilled his bowl, he goes to his food bowl again. Sometimes he gives it little more than a cursory glance. Other times he'll pick up a piece or two, then he'll ask to go out again. Another variation on this theme occurs when Bam is outside. He comes to the door and either yowls or throws himself at the door for me to let him in. So I let him in. He goes over to his food dish and once again either looks in it or maybe eats a piece or two, and then he goes out again. This would seem to be totally bizarre behavior. On the other hand, it isn't unusual for animals who belong to social groups and engage in cooperative or group hunting to decide what prey they're going to hunt before they go out. Two species that come to mind who use this approach are African wild dogs and lions. They communicate before the hunt. And somehow during this process, they decide not only what they're going to hunt, but who is going to comprise the hunting party. Once they have made this decision, they will walk past other prey that's more readily available. If you think about it, this makes sense. If you've chosen your hunting party to go after large game, say zebras or wildebeests, you don't want to waste time killing gazelles. It's not energy efficient. But what about Bam? What's going on here? After watching him do this for an extended period of time, I've come to the conclusion that this is his solitary version of that pre-hunting decision-making process. If his bowl is full and he's in the mood to eat it, he'll just go out and hang around. When it's cool out but the sun is warm, he may sleep on the stone wall. Or he'll hang out with me and the dogs when we're out there. On the other hand, if the bowl is empty and he's got a little yen because he's done a fair amount of exercise outside already, then he'll disappear down to the garage and do a little bit of hunting. The good news about this is where it used to irritate me when I would open the door and have him come in and just look at the food and or pick up a piece or two and then leave again, I used to think he was just turning me into a doormate. But as I've watched him over time, I've discovered that this is actually yet another one of those very elegant strategies. His idea of an LBD, deeply entrenched, as always, to get the job done using the least amount of energy and to replace any energy lost the best way possible.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.